In Libya, British and Italian embassies have been attacked in the capital, Tripoli. Britain expelled the Libyan ambassador after the attack. Also, the UN says its staff are preparing to leave Tripoli amid growing unrest there. Earlier, a NATO airstrike killed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son and three of his grandchildren. The Metropolitan Police Service of London, known as Scotland Yard, has charged five people who were arrested during Friday's royal wedding. Charges include common assault and one count of possession of illegal weapon. The five detainees are among 55 people arrested in London. Dozens have been released without charge. New footage has been released showing Saudi-backed Bahraini crackdown on anti-government protests. The footage shows Saudi and Bahraini forces firing randomly at residential buildings. It also shows women being attacked with tear gas. Bahraini revolutionaries have been calling for an end to the decades-long rule of Al Khalifa dynasty. In Yemeni capital Sana'a, anti-government protesters have come together once again. They said they will stay on the streets until President Ali Abdullah Saleh leaves. They also renewed calls for him to be put on trial for corruption and the killings of dozens of peaceful protesters. The United Nations World Food Program, WFP, is launching an emergency operation in North Korea. The operation is addressing the urgent needs of 3.5 million people in the country. The WFP says government rations are currently providing only half of North Korea's daily food needs. Wildfires are wreaking havoc in northern China's Shaanxi province. Thousands of firefighters have been deployed to battle the blaze, stretching 10 kilometers. This strong winds hinder firefighting efforts. Lightning has been blamed for most of the fires. No reports of casualties as of yet. A fire at a hotel in northeast China's Jilin province has left 10 people dead and 35 others injured. The fire broke out early in the morning and was put out in about half an hour. Some 160 people were evacuated from the seven-story hotel. The cause is under investigation. And a sandstorm has swamped north and west China for the third consecutive day. At least 10 provinces and regions have been affected. Low visibility has slowed down traffic and residents have been forced to wear masks or stay indoors.